With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump acknowledges his trade policies could inflict some temporary economic pain. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
On several occasions this past week, the president defended his embrace of tariffs while admitting there could be some negative repercussions.
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big. There could be some disturbance, a little bit of disturbance.
Neither he nor his press secretary would predict how much economic pain there could be or for how long. But even as the stock market sank, the president predicted long-term economic success. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. labor market remains healthy with a 4.1% unemployment rate. 151,000 jobs were added to the rolls in February, along with investment commitments by some companies. Economist Stephen Moore normally opposes tariffs, but says President Trump is likely to use them to great effect, considering his success in winning concessions from several foreign allies.
We know that free trade is the way to prosperity. But what Trump has done is put a new wrinkle in this. And what Trump is doing is saying, listen, we can negotiate better trade deals where we can force countries to do things that are in our interest as a nation.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. He also says it's important that Congress extend the 2017 Trump tax cuts to bolster business investment. Former Congressman John Campbell says Democrats should have been willing to applaud at least some parts of President Trump's address on Tuesday, something he knows from personal experience.
But certainly when Obama was president and I was a Republican sitting there, he would say something that you agreed with. You know, I'd often look to the person next to me and say, well, we got to stand up for that.
Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Pro-life laws appear to be having their desired effect.
The Journal of the American Medical Association calls them excess births, a sad way of referring to the more than 22,000 unborn children who were not aborted in 14 states during the 18 months following the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Those states have either near total bans on abortion or limit it to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Appearing on Washington Watch, Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says, quote, these pro-life laws are saving life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Australian nurse has been charged with making threats after she appeared in an online video saying she would not treat Israeli patients. Sarah Abdu Labdeh, a Muslim, faces three federal offenses and has been released on bail. She and another nurse, Ahmed Nadir, were suspended from Bankstown Lincoln Hospital in Sydney 2 months ago after an online exchange with an Israeli influencer in which they threatened to kill Jewish patients. This is SRN News. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Trump is wise to be concerned about the foothold China has gained in countries around the world via its Belt and Road Initiative, by which it provides a variety of technology, including
their control of digital infrastructure in countries, because if they control the digital infrastructure, then they'll control intelligence and other security aspects.
And Talent says the president is wise to be concerned about China's control of ports around the world, including their foothold at both ends of the Panama Canal.
They're very heavily invested in ports. Some of them they outright run. I mean, the last time I checked, they ran or were heavily invested in over half of the world's ports. So the Trump administration has started on that program, and the Panama Canal was the first and the best place to begin.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent spoke with the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.